Thank you very much.
Alors, je vais try to, enfin, in French, in French. Alors, il y a.
Well, there is a double taxation convention between Switzerland and Japan. So the rule is clear. The convention decides which country taxes the wealth, the banking assets, and the real estate. We have to draw a distinction between the bank accounts and the real estate. In accordance with the convention, banking wealth is taxable in your country of domicile, thus Switzerland, if you're in Switzerland. And even if you have bank accounts in Japan or elsewhere in the world, in theory, or actually these banking assets are taxed in Switzerland, the interest and dividends and the wealth. And for real estate, it's different. Buildings are taxed where they are located. This is in accordance with this double taxation convention. You say that you are taxed on your real estate in Japan. That is the right situation. And Switzerland will not tax this real estate either in terms of wealth or income. On the other hand, you do nonetheless have to declare that real estate to the Swiss tax authorities. Why? Because tax calculations in Switzerland will take into account the fact that you have a house in Japan. If you like, the wealth tax in Switzerland and the income tax in Switzerland will be a little bit higher because you have real estate property abroad, and in your case, the fact that you have real estate in Japan. But that doesn't mean that real estate is taxed twice in Switzerland and Japan. It's only taxed in Japan, but the Swiss calculation is somewhat different because you have real estate in Japan. That's all. I hope that's clear. So it's a question of taxpayer capacity. The idea for Swiss tax authorities is not to give more favorable treatment to a person who has property spread over the world as compared with someone who might have all their property in Switzerland. So we are obliged to take into account the fact that there is real estate property abroad. We're not going to tax it, but just take it into account for the calculations. The answer is you have to declare everything, including the real estate in Japan, but it's only